in the night, he searches. And in the day, he searches. And on the morrow, he will search. Close. Reaching. Yet it will not be found. And he knows that.
Nice passion, Matthews. Very nice. Hey, Hunter. Hey, how were you affected by that reading?
I don't want to go to school, Daddy. Corey's reading poetry.
You get your butt out of that bed and get to class.
Okay.
Gee, I wonder what's going to happen. Frankie, do it, buddy.
What the poet is saying in this beautiful piece, which was very movingly read, I might add.
Hey.
Is that sometimes we love, and though it seems that the object of our love is within reach, it does not reciprocate, and so we must keep reaching.
It's not about a doggy?
Shani, don't speak.
Outstanding, Stakino, outstanding. Anything else?
Yes, thank you.
Frankie. Why this sad puss, O king of poetry?
I'm afraid that the poem you so eloquently read,
hey,
about someone who reaches out for an unattainable love, it's a little too closely to home.
Why, Francis Albert Stakino, have you been struck by Cupid's arrow?
Alas, there are deep and turbulent waters within my soul.
I don't know where I am. Sit, darling, have a nap.
Mr. Stakino, you're doing a heck of a job in class, buddy. Now, can you save these two guys?
Frankie, you know, it sounds like we have the basis for a little negotiation here.
I'm listening.
You help us with poetry, and we will help you with your love situation.
Let me consider. Okay, the conditions for your deal have been accepted.
Good. So, Frankie, who's the girl that's doing the damage?
I will tell you. But not here. And not now.
Now, Frankie, how can we help you if you won't tell us who it is?
Frankie, I'm home.
Father, it is good to see you. May I show you my most recent addition to the Norton Anthology collection of modern poetry?
You and that poetry. You could have been somebody. You could have been a sumo.
Sorry, I'm such a disappointment to you.
Me and your brother Herman were at the gym. He's going to be a wrestler like his father.
Yes, I will carry on the Stakino wrestling tradition, although my barking must improve. Woof, woof.
He said woof. Isn't that cute?
I remember you, little man. You're in my son's poetry class.
Yes.
You're a bad influence. I should crush you like garlic and put you in my spaghetti.
That's what you said to Psycho Sid at the Spectrum the night you powerbombed him through the mat.
You were there?
I never miss a match.
Now, you see, Frankie, this boy's a fan. I like this boy. Why can't you be this boy? Woof, woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
And yet I love you, Father.
Oh, my gosh, Corey. I just realized who it is that Frankie loves and who doesn't love him back.
Yeah, me too.
Amy Lee Reynolds.
Yeah, Amy Lee Reynolds. Come here. It's his father. Someone is turning sweet 16, and if you could be there, it would be keen.
My mom wrote that. It's silly. It's dumb. I can't believe it. Oh, sweet 16 party. It's embarrassing. I'm sorry you even have to read this.
Topanga?
Yes, Corey?
Slow down, honey. Separate your words.
Tail try. Please come to my sweet 16. It doesn't mean a lot to me, but it means a lot to my mom. So what do I tell my mother?
Am I your boyfriend?
Yes, you are.
And I'll be there.
You're the best.
Yeah, when I'm on my game, no one can touch me.
Gentlemen, the key to any poem is to put yourself in the mind of the poet. A quiet place. A reflective place.
It's time! It's time! It's Vader time! I got it! I got my rematch with Jake the Snake, and the chump's going down.
A place where you can see what the poet sees, where you can feel what the poet feels.
Wait a minute, Frankie. Why don't you do that with your father? You know, see what he sees, feel what he feels.
My father is not a poet. He's a professional wrestler, villain category with the World Wrestling Federation.
No, Frankie, talk to him about what he loves.
You mean my brother Herman?
No, I was talking about wrestling.
Yeah, we'll even help you, okay?
Your gesture of friendship is very moving.
Okay, here he comes. Now, his famous move is called the Vader Bomb. Tell him he's setting it up too slowly.
Dad, I have a wrestling notion.
You have a wrestling tip for me? Bring it on! Bring it on!
I think the Vader Bomb would be best achieved if it was set up, what, slower, quicker, what?
Quicker.
I knew something was wrong with the bomb. You keep those tips coming. I want you ringside to fight. Good boy, Frankie. Good boy.
Can I hug you guys now?
Sure.
Hey.
Looks like I got a spring in my step. It's because I do, and I have you to thank for it. I'm starting to win the love of my father. We talk about wrestling, sure, but at least we talk.
No charge, Frankie.
So I'll see you tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night it is.
Corey, you don't got tomorrow night.
Frankie, wait. What exactly is tomorrow night?
The most important night of my life. See you then.
What specifically, Frankie?
It is when my father fights Jake the Snake Roberts. The winner is in line for a shot at the belt against Shawn Michaels at Madison Square Garden. He wants me at ringside to give him tips. That means I need someone like you at my side to give me tips.
All right, someone like me, but not me, since I have Topanga's 16th birthday party to go to, which means nothing at all to her, except everything in the world if you listen closely, but I can't make it. Sorry, bud.
Hey, I know very little about wrestling, except when I'm playing Twister with the McCluskey triplets.
I walk alone. Alone I walk. No father among me. Without a father, I am.
I'll be there.
I know. Do you want to know why I know?
Because I want everybody to love me.
I've noticed that. But I was going to say it's because you have a good heart.
Topanga is going to kill you.
Sean, you underestimate her.
She's gonna want you at that party, man. Women aren't forgiving about that kind of thing.
Okay, Topanga will forgive. I mean, Topanga is not just any woman here.
I bet you a buck she flips out.
It's your money, Leroy. Topanga. Sweetheart, listen, there may be a slight chance I won't be able to come.
I'll just die, Corey. I know I said it's not important, but it means everything. I only turned 16 once. Corey, you have to be there. We have to dance at the party together. My parents dance together, and my mom's sweet 16, so we have to, too.
Topanga, am I your boyfriend?
Yes, you are.
And I'll be there.
I know you will, and you want to know why I know?
Because I've got a good heart.
Well, I was going to say it was because you wanted everyone to love you, but yeah, because you have a good heart.
These kinds of things always happen to me.
Because you're a good guy, Corey. These things happen to good guys.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, Sean, but I better be real good to be two places at once.
It must and will be done.
Oh, you have a technology?
Right here, right now. Corey, the need to be in two places at once is a dilemma that dates back thousands of years. Lucky for you, I am a student in such matters.
So what's this? An instructional Deepak Chopra, Venus and Mars, buy real estate, no money down, ab reducer, juice tiger kind of thing?
It's the Flintstones.
I was gonna say that.
This is a classic episode where Fred has to be at Pebble's birthday party and the Big Bash in the Water Buffalo Lodge at the same night.
Oh, I remember being very nervous during this one.
Yeah, it's quite a dilemma for a prehistoric Fred. Let's watch. All right, Fred Flintstone. Nice guy, big feet, just like you.
And he's got a good best friend.
That's right, Barney, that's me. Watch Fred's technique. Let's go frame by frame. Here he is backing out of the Water Buffalo Lodge. Now he's taking off his Water Buffalo helmet. That's key.
Huh. A simple costume change and he fools everybody.
Now here he arrives at Pebble's birthday party, correctly attired and no one's the wiser. Now I've calculated your distances and the Flintstone scenario is doable in your case.
Now I assume you had a fallback plan?
Johnny Quest, but then you would need Haji in a hovercraft. Okay, Topanga's Sweet 16 is a mere 3/10 of a mile away from Vader's wrestling match.
All right, what's our time constraints?
I'm on that too. Fred never spent more than 75 seconds at either location.
Yeah, but you see, Sean, that was a cartoon. Time was compressed. We're real. We're in real time.
Trust me, it's the same thing.
No, no, it's not. You see, a television show can cover many days in only one half an hour program.
Trust me, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Now here comes tragedy. Fred arrived at Pebble's party, and he's wearing his buffalo helmet. Wilma gets what's going on. Here she comes around with a frying pan, and...
Well, we can't let that happen, Barney.
I'm here for you, Fred.
My father? Not my father. How hard could this be?
Topanga, there you are. I have been looking all over for you. I mean, I've been here for 20 minutes and I couldn't find you because of the size of this turnout. I mean, a person could get lost in here. But there I go, running off at the mouth, keeping you from... mingling with your interesting guests. Well, off you go. Mingle. Mingle, mingle. 7 to 5.
No, Corey, I know I said a lot about this not meaning anything, but the truth is, now that the time's here and we're about to share that special dance, I realize how important a moment like this is in our lives.
Well, I realize that, too. In fact, I
wrap
really...
it up!
The end.
Where are you going?
Topanga. Topanga, your Aunt Ruthie. She's over there. And for how long, no one knows. In fact, no one knows how long any of us are going to be... here. That was crazy. I don't even know what I said. Shirts?
Check.
Masks?
Check.
All right, let's go.
Where have you been?
Your Aunt Ruthie. She's over there in...
other place.
We had to buy Vader masks. And the people and the line and... what?
Give me something.
Frankie looking on. He has to be worried. His father is not looking too good in the ring right now against Jake the Snake. Frankie has got to be concerned. Their advice has not been paying off.
Jake's moving in for the DDT. Tell your dad to counter or he's a goner.
Watch out for the DDT, Dad.
The crowd chanting for the DDT. They want the DDT. Oh, but Vader countered. It must have been the advice from Frankie.
75.
Hey, where are you going?
Frankie, I
wrap it up.
The end. You know, this is almost too easy, Barney.
Don't get cocky. That's where mistakes happen, my friend.
Okay, I'm off to mix.
Court, wait.
What?
Good time, man.
Thanks.
Take off the mask.
You're supposed to catch this stuff.
Hey, anybody could have missed that.
Where have you been? Yes, you. I have been back and forth across this room. Must have been 20 times looking for you. A guy gets worried is what happens.
Oh, you're out of breath.
Looking for you. But I found you. And you're here, and now I can breathe easy.
I'm sorry.
Accepted. See you later.
What? Where are you going?
Nowhere. Because there's still the matter of that special dance that's so important to you. Me. Us.
I'm glad it means something to you too, Corey.
Pa.
Corey! I've been watching the match on that TV over there. Jake's taking the snake out of the bag. That means Vader's history. Without our help, he is.
Okay, Darren back, but if we don't get back before this song starts, I'm history.
Tips are not working. My father will surely lose the match, and I will lose his love forever.
No, no. My tips are gold, okay? Your dad's gonna turn this match around any second.
Father, are you all right? Give me a wolf.
I've got nothing, boy. I'm losing my shot at the belt. This is where the beaten fighter looks in the crowd at the one person that can give him the inspiration to go on. Now, what do you got for me, boy? What have you got for me, boy?
Sorry, Frankie, I'm all out of ideas.
Father, I have no tips about pile drivers or scoop slams. All I have is the love of a son for his father. For no matter the outcome of this match, you will always be champion of the world in my heart.
Would it be okay if I won?
Well, my friends did come all this way.
This is my son!
It is only a matter of time. Vader getting back in now with a pivot. Oh! Has the upper hand. Slam! Jake the Snake hard. Vader now. Pound me. Jake the Snake in the corner. Right and left. Punches to the head. Punches to the midsection. Jake the Snake goes down. Vader has got the snake in position. He's signaling for the Vader bomb. Vader is signaling for the Vader bomb if he hits. He hits the Vader bomb. Vader, here is your winner.
The greatest moment of my life.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
How's the fight going?
How'd you know? What, you believe that?
I had a very nice time. Thank you for inviting me.
How could you do this to me, Corey? You knew how important this was.
Look, Topanga, if it helps, I'm sorry. I mean, I ruined your party, and I know you'll never forgive me. I guess this is where I get hit on the head with a frying pan.
Okay, what's he talking about?
Flintstones. He had to be at two places at once.
Oh, the Water Buffalo Pebbles episode.
I wonder why I love this girl.
Corey, I've been sitting here since everybody left, and I've been wrestling, too. I've been wrestling with how you could have possibly left me here alone. And I know you, and I know you have a good reason. Tell me your good reason, Corey.
I was helping Frankie get closer with his dad.
Looks like you did.
Look, I want you to know I would never hurt you. And I'm sorry we couldn't dance together in front of everyone.
In front of everyone doesn't matter. It was just a special dance, and I wanted it to be with you.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Barn?
You know, if it's a special dance you want, Frankie does owe you a favor.
May I have this dance?
I thought you'd never ask. Now you're
sweet 16. You are my angel. You're my teenage.
Poetry in motion, huh, Frankie?
I see you have an appreciation after all. So the two in the ring, how many rounds do you think they'll go?
Those two? Oh, they're gonna go the distance.
That we'll be together and seal it with a kiss.
Now, Frankie, I accept the fact that you don't want to be a wrestler like your pappy.
I'm just happy to come down here to watch you work out.
Hey, I got a shot at the belt. And I've been working on this new move. It's called the Vader Salt.
Could I see it?
Of course you can. Yeah.
You know, Corey, when we dance close like this and you're holding me, I feel safe. Like, nothing could ever happen to me.
Topanga, I would never let anything happen to you. Move one step to your left.
Yeah! All right, Dad! Yeah, son!